I saw a couple of them. I saw a couple of assaults taking place there in games in the '80s. Would have been interesting times to play in one of those games.
It's incredible, though. You know, when you look back, some of the skills that were applied, and you know, everything relevant to the time, how skilled those players were back then, and how physical the game was. It's obviously filling press and papers, you know, and everything else with people's desire to see championships, and you know, the panic around that, and there's talk of the revenue loss and all that. But when you see what the GAA is doing for people to keep them safe, to keep them in good health and in good spirits, and make sure they're looked after, I think that is something that should be publicised a whole lot more than the possibility of losing revenue or anything like that. You know, what the GAA is doing across all communities, and I know the Napiershig GAA, our own club, are running a program where they're collecting prescriptions and groceries, and there's lots of volunteers, and you know, a task is just put into a WhatsApp group, and within a minute I'd say every single one has been claimed that someone will go and do it, and I'm sure that's happening the length and breadth of the country. And I think, you know, in times like this you have to look for positives, and I think everyone's togetherness and willingness to support people has been very much a standout positive that I've noticed anyway, you know, and it's something that people should be, I suppose, much more aware of, and much more they should probably, you know, see how supportive we can be to one another, more so than looking for the negatives.